A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Somewhere in the Skies with Ryan Sprague.
Oh, we're live.
It's all good. Now we're live.
All good. That's great. That's awesome, dude. Mike and Looney.
Yeah, I want to thank Lou for Luis for helping me out. I was having some major computer issues. So welcome everyone to the live stream tonight with our special guest, Luis Jimenez. Luis, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey man, thanks for having me, dude. I've been wanting to come on this show for a while.
I know. And this is just the beginning. Like
we're gonna
do an in-depth interview, but we're here tonight to talk all about this huge event you got going on this weekend. Yeah. But before we get to that, I want to let everyone know, if you're watching on YouTube, put your comments on the right-hand side. If you're watching on Facebook, it's a little different. You got to give StreamYard permission for me to see your comments. So if you can, go to Google and just type in, give permission StreamYard Facebook, and then you just do one click and you should be good. I will not see your comments on Facebook unless you do that. So, welcome everyone to the live stream. Again, our guest is Luis Jimenez. And Luis, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing real well now I'm here.
Yep. All things considered, right? We're here. Yeah. We're alive.
Yeah. We're alive.
UFOs are hotter than ever.
The world is more just, a little more just today. You know?
Ooh,
it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
It is. I feel like this could be a step in hopefully a direction of change within our country. We shall see. We will see how the humans handle it and the justice system and law enforcement. But we'll leave that for another time.
Yeah.
We're here to talk about some awesome stuff. First, I have to shout out. Look at what I got today, man.
Oh, yes. Awesome. I love it. I just put the one you have in your left hand, now right hand, on my new scooter. I got a brand new scooter. Yeah, pop that bad boy on the front windshield. So yeah, I'm very happy, and I've got my I'm just waiting. You know what? My patch is in here. I've been meaning to put my patch here, but
there's a
way I want to do it in a frame behind me, and I just haven't been able to do it yet. So I've got some plans for the patch.
Oh, cool! Yeah, sure. I got to get one of the patches too. I'm gonna put it on my black denim jacket.
Cool.
Early 2000s Green Day.
Yep.
Style, you know.
I got one for a frame and one for a jacket.
Nice. We should mention who these are by. These are mm-hmm. from Dan Zetterstrom over at his shop, The Zignal. Mm-hmm. I did put a link in the show notes for everyone to check it out. He does amazing work. I mean, look at these things.
Yeah. No, they're great. They're so cool. They're so
cool. He's got all types of merch.
And they're very reasonably priced. And the quality, the quality is pretty sick. So.
Absolutely, man. I think I ordered one of each, and I ended up getting about 10 of them. So that's Dan. That's Dan. He's just such an awesome guy. So we're wishing him the best over there in the UK with UAP Media UK, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But let's do it, man.
Yeah,
let's talk about it. The Big Phone Home, this huge event you got going on this weekend. Tell us a little about maybe let's rewind a little bit. Let's give the audience something to get them up to date.
Yeah.
How did you get involved with UFOs? Let's start there. And then how did your YouTube channel come about? Give us the origin story.
So I got into UFOs when for some reason, and I feel like this story is very familiar to a lot of folks. When you get that moment that the teacher lets you go to the library and wander around for a half hour, I always went to the Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, UFOs. But I really, really, really gravitated toward the UFO part of it. And then when I was 13, I had a crazy sighting. that me and 20 other people had. It was a birthday party, you know, it was at night. It was wild. And then, you know, the YouTube channel started just last year after I had met Lou Elizondo. He walked into my restaurant. I'm in Los Angeles. I'm a server here, which means, you know, I'm a part-time actor, part-time server. And
hey, I'm a bartender, yeah, man. We do what we got to do to pay the bills.
My favorite job ever was being a bartender in New York City. So I love that job. But I digress. After he walked in the restaurant, I served this table. I was talking to him and his production team, who at the time he was there with the season 2 production team of Unidentified. And, you know, I left that job very shortly after that. And my girlfriend had bought me one of these lights, because I had sort of run the idea by her. I was thinking about doing this YouTube channel about UFOs, but I'm not sure, you know, it's really weird. I'm an actor. I don't want people to think I'm weird. And then he walked in and I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm doing it. And I was like, damn all opinions. I don't give a shit anymore. And I just went for it. So I took her light. I got a couple of microphones, and I started inviting my actor friends to talk about this that had no idea about the UFO topic. And that stopped real quick because then COVID happened. And so my show really was focused on, I really liked, because I'm an actor, I'm in production, I've made movies, I know how to edit, all that stuff, post-production stuff and in front of the camera stuff. And the point of my show was to go over television shows and movies that had to do with the UFO topic. So we were going to review them, watch them, review them, recommend them, give them a score. I mean, we do these things with movies, television, video games, but nobody is out there, you know, reviewing all of these movies and films that have to do with this topic. And so that's what I focused on for a lot of, you know, that's how I grew the channel. And then in late December, I asked Martin Willis, a UFO podcaster, guy's been doing this thing for a long time.
Yeah,
and I had him on my show. Yeah, it's a great show. I had him on. I asked him to come on my show. He said yes, which freaked me out. And then that sort of inspired me to start asking other people on. And then as I was doing this, you know, this sort of leads into the Big Phone Home story. Sorry if this is a long-winded answer.
No, but, no, man.
I'm trying That's to squeeze this whole thing. In the process of doing these interviews and watching a lot of shows, you know, watching a lot of podcasts, listening to a lot of shows and things like that, I started to, you know, I would hear this message, you know, if you want things to change, if you want things to change, call your representatives. But there was never a link. There was never, you know, a way or what to ask for or how to talk about it. And it's been, you know, it was like, well, shit, man, I think that's an important message. And then it's a message that I started putting at the end of my show every time. But then right before I spoke to Alejandro Rojas, he was like the second or third guest on my show. I came up with this idea. I'm like, dude, what if I asked Alejandro Rojas if he would want to call Congress with me on a TV, on a live stream, and we just, you know, we try and encourage people to call Congress because he's got a huge following. And I'm like, you know, like that. And then that sort of started spiraling into this thing like, well, how can I get other people to maybe, you know, talk about this? Because no one's going to argue, no, this is a bad idea. We shouldn't ask for more information. Why should we ask our government for more? Right. Like, who's going to argue?
We do it for everything else.
We do it for every single thing else. And this is, you know, this is a topic that is now especially really hitting close to home with the government. You know, like the Navy is talking about it, the Pentagon, the Department of Justice, former, you know, CIA officials, Department of National Intelligence, like the list goes on and on. Senator Marco Rubio. It's really you can see it's exciting because you could see the political winds changing right before your eyes. And so it's like, this is a golden opportunity to try and galvanize a lot of these people that are just yelling at each other about theories and nobody has any clue or definitive answers on, and start coming together on the common ground that the government has more information about this topic. So instead of pointing at each other, let's start pointing upwards. Let's start asking the people we put in those seats of power to represent us as and start demanding more out of them, more transparency, more data, more information, more dialogue, less taboo and less stigma. Like, these are the things we're aiming for in this movie. And so that's how it started. Basically, I started inviting all of the people that I was talking to. Mm-hmm. Hey, is this a crazy idea? Is this weird? I pitch this idea and they'd be like, no, that's great. I'm like, I'm calling it the Big Phone Home. What do you think? Fantastic. Would you want to do something like this? Yep. Okay, cool. And then
I was in the moment.
It's an idea whose time it's come, you know, like it's look in the mirror time. It's gut check time. Do you or do you not want more information? This is the best way we're going to do it, because unfortunately you and me and everyone else in this field is on the waiting game end. We have no power. We have no legislative capabilities. Like, the only thing we have is a cell phone and the ability to use this to call your local and state representatives.
Can you share your screen again?
Yeah, absolutely. I got the big phone home on there. Yeah.
That's such a good point, man. I'll just jump in and say, you're so right, because so many people in this UFO community or whatnot for decades have been, you know, hounding the government for information and demanding answers. And that's not how you do things. You have to start something from the ground up, like you have, and you have to come together and put the pressure on them instead of saying, you're the bad guy. You need to give us this. It's our right. And like you did with the Big Phone Home, this isn't about saying, hey, government, you're lying. It's about trying to open a dialogue with them about a topic that a lot of them probably never think about. But when they see this, when they hear about it, and they see that that Congress and the SCI, the Senate Intelligence Committee, is interested in it, that turns some heads and perks some ears, I'm sure. Like, oh, UFOs? Okay. What might I have to contribute to that?
Yeah, no, and I'm glad you bring that up, you know, and it's part of the reason why we're doing this on the weekend. First of all, more people are available, but this isn't an issue where people should be angry. Nobody lost their mother to, you know, the lack of UAP data. You know, nobody lost a loved one because, you know, there wasn't a good enough picture of a UFO. Like, that we need to step back and realize that we're winning on this information. We are winning. This is what winning looks like. It's slow. It's sometimes not as exciting as you want it to be, but that's the process. And I hope to speed up that process, even if it's a little bit, even if it's only from first gear to second gear. That's a huge shift in information and data. And that's, you know, we're not looking to piss people off. We're not looking to annoy Congress. We're not looking to annoy the Senate Intelligence Committee. And the reason and the things that we've done to do that is, if you go to thebigphonehome.com, we have a downloadable Senate and Congress list, specifically the Senate side of things. That is broken down into one of six committees that have direct or indirect knowledge of this UAP phenomenon. And those are the people you really should be targeting when you request this information. We have a script on that website. And I will also say that if this website is just too, it's not that you got to do a ton of work. It's just my website is more personalized. The reason why it's important that you personalize these requests is because there's AI that filters out requests that repeat themselves. But if you're a working mother, if you're a father, or, you know, you don't have a lot of time in your hands, I also recommend, James Fox made an amazing website called UAP Act Now, and you can request the exact same data and information through that website in a much faster, much more convenient way. The only thing I say, it just might get filtered out, you know, but do it. If you don't have the time, go for it. All we're asking for is you put in the effort, because the more people that ask, the more people, the more mentions they see in the Twitter feed, the more they're going to have to address this and start really having the conversation. So, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's so invigorating. And I mean, this isn't just in the United States, you know, why a lot of this topic has been focused on the U.S. government, the U.S. Navy, you know, this report that is due in, I don't know now, sometime
June 25th,
where, you know, that we're supposed to get some stuff in the public about what the UAP UFO task force has been looking at. What we get, we probably...
We know where we're going to get. It's going to be delayed. We know this because Senator Marco Rubio has publicly stated that. And because and look, this is something that has been said all throughout this 180-day deadline, is there could be a delay. It doesn't sound like they're really putting their shit together, right? Like there's like, you could tell, like the writing's on the wall. They're not taking it seriously enough. So that's why we're asking for an extension of an additional 180 days. And in the meantime, preliminary report. And we also are requesting a yearly report. We want to see this every year. We need data. We need scientists looking at this. We need an open source approach to how this data is deciphered and shared.
Right, exactly. I know this can't be a one-time thing, because we know the delays are going to keep happening, and then we're just going to get one half-assed thing, and then the pressure's off and they move on. We have to put that pressure on the government, or else it's just going to keep going down that rabbit hole of classified information, which is understandable. None of us are saying, yo, give us what you got. We want everything classified. Give it to us. We deserve it. We don't. I'm sorry. That's just not how the way national.
Yeah, it's just not. Works. You're not going to get that. And also, it's also important that if you decide you're going to do this, keep your personal stuff out of it. Like we don't want to get into personal stories when we make these requests. Not that they're not important. Not that they're not valid. I have one of my own, but they don't want to hear about that. You know, we need to keep this as formal and as professional as possible. This is not Storm Area 51. We're not asking them to show us the aliens. We're not expecting alien bodies or, you know, a craft. We want data, hard data points, radar tracking information coupled. Like, I would love, it would be killer if those three videos that they released in 2017, or that became public, however you want to word it. Some people get really hung up on the wording of that. When they became part of the zeitgeist, that really opened the door for a lot of things. And the door's open for science to really take a look at this. Like, this is an important discussion that we need to have. It's an important national security discussion that we need to have. And it's also, we need to take the stigma out of this topic, because as you can see, we're hearing about swarms of drones over our sensitive nuclear sites and military bases. And these things, in a lot of cases, are turning out to be Chinese and Russian tech spying on us. Like, it's a problem. And because the stigma is so bad, when pilots or military personnel see these things, they don't report it because they don't want to look like an idiot. Yeah. That's an issue. Like, that's a dangerous way to approach a congressman. Like, that's a request that's a way you should preface any requests. Like, and if you got to send 15 tweets in a row to get your message across, do it. Do it. And use the hashtag the big phone home. Use the hashtag UAPAG now. And use the hashtag end UAP secrecy, because that represents the UK effort of things. This is not just a United States issue. This is a world issue. Like, this is a big problem.
Yeah. What are the other organizations that have kind of joined up with you here?
We have a lot. I don't have a list in front of me, but UAP Media UK is a big side of things on the European effort. Also, a gentleman by the name of Strafe Wilson. He's helped me a lot with putting my name and the information out there on that side of the world, you know, in French and Portuguese and Spanish and Italian. Like, I don't know any of the things that are being said, but I'm like, I see the big phone home in there somewhere, and I'm like, awesome. It's these guys, Andy McGrillin, Dan Zetterstrom, Dave Partridge from Shadows of Your Mind magazine. All of these guys are like gung-ho, ready to rock. They're like, this is a fantastic idea. I had never heard about the UA and UAP secrecy hashtag or movement, and it just, they marry together perfectly. It's basically the same thing. It's just our UK brethren and sisters over there across the other side of the pond, and they're going to reach out to their parliament members. They're going to use our scripts. They're going to do the exact same thing we're doing now. From what I hear over there, it's very, highbrow, we're not talking about that. That's a silly thing. And, they don't even want to have the discussion. So I feel like I'm from that side. But if they see the United States leading in a very mature, responsible way on this issue, I think you'll see, a British parliament fall in line and go, okay, maybe we can have this discussion a little bit. Maybe this is okay to talk about. It's not magic anymore. Like, especially if you look on the scientific side of things, like the smaller we get, the weirder science gets. It seems to be almost clear that there's another level to physics that we just haven't found yet. And why can't we have this conversation? That's it.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/newsadfree. That's Amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This turns out to be like one of those like lost physics phenomena that is like the equivalent of an earthquake or lightning was 500 years ago. Great. Awesome. We have an answer, or at least part of an answer. Like, right. That shouldn't upset anybody. Like, that should excite people. So, get excited, man. Get motivated. Activate yourself. Ask for more. That,
this isn't about little green men. Like, that's not what I'm here to do. That's not what you're here to do. And So many people interested in the UFO topic could care less about aliens, to be completely honest. So I think you're right. Again, shedding that ridicule factor, figuring out what these UFOs are or aren't. The technology is a big thing, and I think you're right. I mean, there's another organization we should mention, the Scientific Coalition for UAP Studies, the SCU.
Got who are a lot also, of members.
Oh my God, it's amazing. Yeah. They have so many PhDs and scientists that want to work with the Pentagon. It's like, okay, you got this Pentagon task force looking at UFOs, reports from that task force, photos, videos have allegedly been leaked from that organization, and they don't know what they're looking at. But guess what? You've got 30 PhD scientists outside of the Pentagon who could possibly help you and give you answers. So why not? So they're petitioning Congress as well with this amazing list of individuals who say, let us work with you to figure this out. Like, stop being so cagey. If it's national security, we get it. But let's at least try to understand the technology we're seeing.
Yeah. Well, here's the really cool thing about that is I had a conversation with Robert Powell on my channel. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the unidentifiedcelebritywreview.com, if I haven't said it, go check it out. And we came up with a really cool, at least in talking to him, I came up with another, I think, great idea. But it's not a request that we, I don't think we can make this year. Here's the bummer about this year's phone home is we only had about 2.5 months, if that, to organize all of this. We had absolutely no time. I had to find a date between this 180-day due date report and between when I first thought of the idea, so that way it gives enough time for the government to actually react to these requests. And in that process, I was talking to Robert Powell, and I think it would be great if next year, let's petition the government instead of and there's pork belly spending in our budget, and the ATIP program is pork belly spending. Instead of spending $22 million for a 5-year program on pork belly spending that no other scientists get to see the data, it can't be open sourced, it's classified for whatever multitude of reasons, why don't we take that $22 million and give grants to the SCU to buy 15 Sky Hubs and give them to different PhDs around the country, and let's start gathering the data ourselves, so that way there's no bullshit. There's no oh, it's classified, and we don't have to ask for it. We can just get it, and you can give, you know, a Sky Hub unit is like, let's just say on the top end, $5,000, and that's like way more than what it really is. Give it to Duke, give it to Harvard, give it to MIT, give it to multiple, you know, let the kids open it up and improve the software. Like, this is, and like Lex Fridman says, this is not only a bipartisan issue, this is an issue that can reach across both aisles, because both aisles are very interested in this question. Don't care who you are, you're in somewhat level interested in this topic. And the second is, I forgot. I don't even remember.
No. That's such a good point of what Lex said and what you came up with, both politically and in the, I guess you would call it the conservative mainstream scientific field. Yeah. Politically, you're right. No matter which aisle you're on, this topic is of interest. Mm-hmm. And we know that, you know, while maybe more right-leaning news outlets might cover it more, we know for a fact that
the left
there are
is coming.
Many, yeah, the senators, the Democratic senators that we know of are very interested. Mm-hmm. Former presidents who are Democrats were extremely interested. Yeah, so I think that's a good point. This is a topic that brings people together, that passion we have for answers. Ultimately, when those answers come, will outweigh anything political ever that there ever was.
It's also a win for the government, because it builds trust between us and our elected representatives. Right now, there's a huge trust issue. That's the message that I'm getting from Christopher Mellon, Lou Elizondo, Cahill, all of these guys in interviews and different things where they speak. There's a trust issue, and this bipartisan issue can bring us together and start opening some real dialogue, not only here, but across all multitudes of the political spectrum. Like, this is, you know, man, if there's something to this, it makes all of our bullshit on this blue dot a lot less relevant. And it makes it a lot easier to have dialogue and find common ground. And man, I that's the message we're trying to pass along. But yeah, you know, like, it would be so cool if we can get the data ourselves, if we can get $22 million to get, you know, I don't know how many Skyhubs $22 million would buy, but somebody in the chat, please do the math. It's a lot. It's a lot, you know, and that would be killer data that doesn't put the government in an awkward position.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Exactly. Totally. So, well, let's talk a little about those passionate people who are involved with the Big Phone Home. Could you maybe run through the list? I'm going to put the list back on here.
Yeah.
Not everyone, obviously.
Okay. No. There's
what are
a
you
ton.
Most excited about? And yeah, give us a little idea of what we're going to see on Saturday. Yeah.
So I will tell you, We've got some big guests confirmed, and I was worried they were maybe not going to show up, you know, because I was very, 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 very careful in the wording and in the pushing of this information and this event, because I want to attract, you know, a Christopher Mellon, a Lou Elizondo, a Senator Marco Rubio, you know, whoever. And so that's why the wording of this was very careful. So in that effort, I will confirm for you here, 100%, Lou Elizondo will be there.
Nice.
Sean Cahill will definitely be there. Jeremy Corbell will 100% be there. These are just, you know, those are the big three. And I have a feeling that more are going to come, that more are going to trickle in. More people see the intention of this conversation, especially with live streams like this. And now we're only, what is it? Is it Tuesday, man? It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah. So we are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We are 4 days out. Okay. Like it's ramping up. And the list is filling out, and man, I'm getting excited. I'm getting super, super excited. Cool. As a matter of fact, if you want to know more, we're doing a Michael Mataluni co-host, who's co-hosting with me and who's in the chat. We're going to be doing a live stream right after this. And I mean, I know you didn't want to go a long time, Ryan, so I scheduled it for 5:15.
Oh gosh, you're a busy man. Yeah.
So we could do it, you know, we could push that probably 10 minutes longer. I think StreamYard lets it do it if we go. Cool. But we're going to be talking about the finer details, and we're going to be asking for suggestions. Because yeah, there's a schedule there. We've got Michael and I still got to sit down and figure out when we're going to pee, when we're going to eat, like when we're, you know, like those logistical things. So we're like, hey, let's do that on a live stream. Let's talk about that. Let's see what people think. You know, like my channel, man, is gone through a massive transformation, and it moves now as quick as the news. The beautiful thing about this, dude, is that we could talk about this almost every day. There's almost every day there's something new happening. There's a new article dropping. There's a new point being made. There's a new argument being had. And I was talking to Mataluni about this. I would love if there's a hardcore argument on Twitter, to be able to attract those two people and do a live stream and say, hey, let's stop talking and yelling past each other on a medium that loses context, and let's start talking to each other.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because Twitter is the worst platform to try and do this. Like, it's the worst. So let's start saying, hey, really? Are you really that passionate about that? Okay, Mr. So-and-so. Well, Mr. So-and-so just agreed he'd love to do a live stream with you here in 15 minutes. Because clearly you guys have the time to do it because you're yelling about it so much. So let's work this out. Let's talk about it. And let's see if we can come to some common ground, man. That's future stuff. That's down the road.
But that's something to touch on, though. The sort of anonymous nature of the internet makes a lot of people very brave with what they say. But when you actually can see the person you're talking to and hash it out, it can really lead to amazing conversations, respect for one another. And moving on, I can't tell you how many individuals I've argued with, some of which were in the chat tonight, who I've had heated arguments with in the past, but we're now best of friends and like talking all the time. And it's because we stopped, we talked, and we moved on, because there's a greater thing here. And that's what we're trying to uncover.
I can tell you this. Behind every angry, anonymous message, there is someone in deep, either physical or emotional or mental pain. I know this because I've been the angry guy, the other angry guy on the end of that keyboard. So, you know, it's sometimes you gotta stop yourself and sort of realize, oh shit, I'm being a dick, you know? And if you stop and you get to know that person, if you agree with them on certain levels and certain things. You come to the table and you give them some rope, some agreement. You'll be shocked. I think you'll be shocked at how much respect you'll get from the other side. I know, Ryan, you just got back, and don't worry about it. I've been carrying the show since you had a little snafu. I was saying, like, there's a ton of anger sometimes behind that keyboard. And I know this because I've also been that angry guy behind the keyboard, you know, railing on something that I thought was it just pissed me off. And if you stop and you get to know that person and you sympathize with their anger and you try to learn why they're angry, you'll make a friend. I promise you, every time. And that's what has happened with this show on multiple occasions. I'm sure you were just saying with people in your chat, I've had some strong opinions, man. And I've had some people say, I really hate your strong opinion. And I think, it's, you know, you should take it down. This and that. I'm like, well, look, I'm not going to take it down, but let's agree on these things. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, or even 1 and 2. Okay. Let's concentrate on those two things we agree on. Right. And then express why you have these viewpoints and why you feel this way, and give them, you know, situations and circumstances where maybe you try and change their way of thinking. Because it's sometimes for me, one of my philosophies is always try to accept new information when it changes how you think something should be. Like, if you think that A, B, and C is a fact, and then something comes out that says A, B, and C is not fact, now this is the new fact, and here's the data to back it up, you got to be willing to go, oh, okay, that was dumb. Why did I think that? Okay, yeah, let's go here. You know, and that's okay. It's okay. It's something I stress. We talked about it when you came on my show. It's okay to be wrong about UFOs, dude. It's okay. It's okay to be wrong
99% of the time. We all are. None of us know what the hell is going on.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody knows, man. So it's okay. And so, yeah.
Awesome, brother. I love that. I love how you think. I love how you bring people together. And that's what this event is doing. Let me throw this up quick. I love this image. Do you know the artist?
You know what?
I feel horrible that he's escaping me too.
I wrote his name down in my book here.
Someone in the chat will know.
God, dude. No, it's one of Dave Partridge's really good friends.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have any sort of, I wanted him to come on to the Big Phone Home and talk about this image or do a live stream with me and just tell me, hey man, I want to know I want to know everything about this. He doesn't have a Twitter handle. He doesn't want any attention. He's just an artist, and I'm sure he's an artist that works professionally because look at this.
It's amazing. Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's hilarious.
So, dude, there's so many Easter eggs in this image. I love it. This was in the Shadows of Your Mind magazine, this month's issue. They did a 5-page spread on the Big Phone Home and what we're doing and what it's all about. And where you can find information, www.thebigphonehome.com. And, it is when I saw this, I was like, it really hit me like, oh, we're doing this. Like, this is actually happening. And all these people are joining us. And we're going to be asking for more, man. We're going to be requesting more. We're going to be doing more. And we're going to activate ourselves. And that's what, you know, April 24th, 2021 is all about, man. That's what the Big Phone Home is.
I can't wait, brother. Yeah. I'm going to be contributing something, a little fun thing to the event as well. I can't wait. But I guess kind of to wrap things up here, because I know you're going live right after this. You're on a roll, brother. You got to do what you got to do.
It's hunting season, and I want the wabbit.
Kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit. I love it. All right, last question before we go. Yeah. To give us hope beyond which the Big Phone Home is going to do, what do you think is most important? What do you think we should pay attention to? And what's most important about UFOs in 2021? What should we be focusing on? And what are some suggestions for folks out there who, you know, are just getting into this? I get new people interested contacting me all the time. What do you got?
Focus on yourself. Focus on yourself. What can you do to change this conversation? Nothing is going to happen if you don't focus on yourself, period, and activate yourself. That would be my suggestion for 2021. No one, no entity, no official, no senator, no anybody is, not one of them at just solo standing by themselves is going to give you all the answers you want. We got to get it from all of them, and we have to be consistent about it. It can't just be, oh, like I've been getting things on Twitter. Hey, I did this one thing. Great. Do more.
Keep going.
Do more. Keep going. Don't stop, because it's more than one tweet, man. It's more than one phone call. It's more than one mailed letter. If you really, really want this, focus on yourself.
Focus on yourself. Yep. I love that. And join us on Saturday, everyone, for the live stream. I can't wait, brother. It's going to be so much fun. I know we'll have a post-show discussion and interview as well to see how everything went. But one more time, give us the info on where we can find everything for the Big Phone Home.
For sure. So if you go to my Twitter, well, go to the website, www.thebigphonehome.com. It's got my link tree. Okay, that has every single link to my YouTube channel, my Twitter, my Instagram, I think my IMDb, my website, and the Big Phone Home website are all there. And also our co-host, Michael Mataluni, his link tree is there. So if you want to find all of Michael's stuff, you know, he does amazing work for The Debrief, just like you. He does the Cocktails and Calamity podcast and show, which he's going to be redoing. He's probably hating me for saying that right now, because I know he's in a rebranding phase. But follow him, man. The dude is he's so damn talented, and I'm so excited to work with him, because when I saw you guys do that Mars rover landing live stream, I'm like, that's it. That's the Big Phone Home. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm like, and the first person I thought of to help me with it was Mataluni. I'm like, his hosting on that was phenomenal.
He's incredible.
He's a great mind. He's so sharp. He's fast. We just connect, man. And the beautiful thing about this event is, like, I'm looking at the matrix and I can see the code. I can see the code. I can see what this show is going to be. And it's exciting, man. So follow us, like the channel, subscribe, ring the bell here and on my channel. You know, support the people that don't know what's going on, but are asking for more information on what is going on. So that way we can get some more. That way we can do this together. And in 20 years, when we look back, we're going to say, shit, man, I'm so happy we did this, because now we've got, I mean, I cannot imagine the data we're going to have in 20 years. The winds are changing, but you have to be patient. Please just be
patient. It's a process.
It's a process. Yep. It's not just a marathon, not a race. It's a process, not an event.
Love it. We will end it there, brother. I love this comment that Brendan put. If you want them to see the light, you have to bring the fire. He's so right. So right.
Brendan Carpenter, I believe, will be there.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Everyone that joined us in the chat, please check out the Big Phone Home. Lou, I'll let you go, brother. I know you got other stuff to do.
Yeah. But
thank you for joining us today for this. This was so much fun. We'll have to do it again. And
the absolute pleasure. The absolute pleasure is mine. And if it wasn't for you, Ryan Sprague, this would not have happened. I would not have talked to MJ Benias. I would not have talked to Lou Elizondo. I would not have talked to Sean Cahill. I would not have been able to formulate and execute this idea as well as I have without your help. So thank you. And you know the chat that we're in. Damn it, dude. Come hang out with us. We love your spirit. We love you, man. And I know you're getting burned out. I can see it in you. I can see you're getting burned out. You're like, man, I need a break. You know what, Ryan?
Coffee today.
Ryan, take that fucking break. You've earned it. You've earned it. Don't be afraid people won't be back. They'll be back. they'll be back. Don't sweat it. Take your break, dude. You've earned it. And I'm looking forward to all of this, man. So thank you.
Thanks for joining me. I'll send you a postcard too, brother. And please thank you everyone for joining us tonight on this special live stream for the Big Phone Home this Saturday, April 24th. On the Unidentified Celebrity Review YouTube channel. And make sure you're tweeting during the whole thing. Hashtag the Big Phone Home. Hashtag and UAP secrecy. What's the other one?
Hashtag UAP act now.
Boom. Love it. And we're going to end it there. Thank you, Lou. Have a great night, brother. And hey, good man. Luck with everything.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody. And that is a wrap.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.